You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Under thorough review, starting the process, accepting inputs, and they started with saying, in light of recent events, the statement here from Washington today all but announcing that they will change the team name. After decades of resistance and refusal, Daniel Snyder concedes. But then again, he ended the statement with the name bold and underlined. And Ron Rivera, new head coach, said they'll continue the mission to honor Native Americans and military. Kevin Blackstone, Frank Isola, Bill Plaschke, thanks for being here today. Kevin, I'm very happy you're here today, native Washingtonian, and you followed this team your entire life. How did you read that statement?
It's just about as disingenuous as a statement that the team could absolutely make. I'll make some, let some other people point out some obvious flaws in that statement, but let me just point out one that was struck me as really tone deaf and paternalistic, and that is the fact that in the opening paragraph, the team talks about who they're going to talk to about their nickname, and the one group of people that they don't mention are Native American folk themselves. And that is absolutely disgusting. And then secondly, from the new coach's standpoint, Ron Rivera, who, by the way, just a couple of days ago said that this wasn't the time and that he's of a different generation and we can talk about this some other time, all of a sudden now it's of personal interest to him. Right? And so he makes a statement and then somehow talks about Native Americans being honored and the military in the same sentence. Who brought up the military? What does the military have to do with this? Actually, if you're going to talk about the history of Native Americans in this country, on this continent, and the military, you're going to be talking about the militias that issued the bounties for their scalps, which became known, in fact, as Redskins.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Kevin. Another question I have for you here is, we've been doing this story on this show for 10 years, 15 years. I was doing it on PTI with Kornheiser and Will Bond, of course, writers for The Washington Post for 15, 20 years. Do you remember the first time you wrote it up or the first time you covered it?
Sure. Probably it was in the late 1990s after I'd written a column about Midland Lee High School out in West Texas. And black folks in NAACP out there were complaining about having their sons and daughters participate in the athletic program there, dressed up in Confederate grays and under all this iconography from the Confederacy. And that was the first time I made a connection between that issue and the issue the Native folk had raised about the nickname of this team. And that's when I really became sensitized to it and started to write about it.
And when do you feel it reached a tipping point? I mean, you could say in the last 24 hours, because noble cause of those private equity fund managers and investors were the one that pushed it over the top. But when do you feel it reached a tipping point?
Well, it first reached a tipping point for me in 2014 when the trademark ruling came down yet again against this team. And that's when I started to work on a documentary film, which is now called ImaginingTheIndianFilm.com. People can go to that website. And now it's at that tipping point again, but never before has it been this close to the precipice and knowing for sure that it is going over the cliff.
Thank you for that, Kevin. We'll bring in Bill Plaschke here. Bill, how did you read the statement from this team today?
Yeah, well the bigger picture is the name's going to get changed. Now, we know it's going to get changed. Hail to finally doing the right thing, but shame on them for taking so long. Snyder's had a lot of years to do this. He could have done it. He didn't do it. Federal Express had a lot of years to do this. They didn't do it. Nobody did anything about 87 years of this thing. I wrote a column, my most recent column on this was 11 years ago. People have been screaming about this with more resonance than me for many, many more years, and they've done nothing. It just sat there like this. So shame on them for taking so long. And then shame on Snyder, where he's obviously being dragged, kicking and screaming into this. Four times the name of the team was used in that press, in that statement they used. Four times, including, as you said, Tony, boldfaced. That's shameful.
And Frank Isola on today's statement?
You know, after all this time, to say thorough review, it almost sounds like they should be flagged for delay of shame. I mean, this has been a long time coming. And Bill Plaschke wrote about it. Kevin Blackstone wrote about it. Tony Kornheiser, Christine Brennan, Mike Wise. This has been going on forever. And remember, Daniel Snyder had said, it's not going to happen. I'm not changing the name. But what happens here? Money talks. And when these big corporations put pressure on him, now it's going to change. It's been a long time coming. And I know there'll be some fans will be upset. But let's remember here. Everything that we've taken away from Native Americans, how about we give them the dignity to control their own likeness and image? How about something like that?
Frank, you did mention how fans will go over this. Before we sat down, you said something that was very interesting to me about fans wearing the shirt from this team now with the future team, the jersey, the logo out there, and whether they would be allowed into the stadium. How do you even put toothpaste back in a tube in that way? Kevin, let me ask you this. Do you think they'll lose fans over this?
Absolutely not. There's no history in terms of sports franchises, be they professional, college, or high school, losing fans in any significant numbers simply because they changed a nickname that was racist or some other way offensive. So, no, they're not going to lose significant fans over this.
Frank Isola, you have a read on that?
I don't think they will either. I think some fans will be upset. It will be interesting to see, because let's remember now, the NFL and the team have been encouraging people to buy, you know, jerseys and hats and things like that. Now they're not going to be allowed in the stadium. I would have a funny feeling that there will still be a lot of the fans that will wear some of the old shirts, hats, and things, you know, jackets when they walk into the stadium. I don't know what's going to happen when they walk in. I would think that they'll be allowed to wear that stuff inside the stadium.
There's no timeline on this, Bill Plaschke, but, I mean, once you make the assessment that it is now offensive to you, I mean, it's got to be now, right? So they have to come up with a new team name, new logo or uniform in the next month before the preseason starts, ostensibly, in the season. I know everybody's having some fun with some team names, but how do you even begin to approach that, Bill?
Well, I've got an obvious team name, but first I want to say now that they've done this, they need to get rid of the Tomahawk Shop. The NFL got rid of it. They're going to get rid of the name, get rid of it. The action, the racist action done at the Super Bowl last year, done in Kansas City, done in Atlanta, get rid of the Tomahawk Chop. As far as the name for the Redskins, sorry, I got to hate using that name. As far as the new name for the team, I think you have to get rid of all association with anything in the previous name. Call them the Hogs. That's what they're known as anyway. Call them the Hogs.
Greg Isola?
You know, it's interesting. You know, within the last 20 years, there's been about 80 high schools around the country that were named Redskins. Now it's down to about 20. And the Redskins used to use that. The football team did as an example of, hey, look, other public institutions are using it, so why can't we? I have a funny feeling when you listen to Ron Rivera's quote, I could see something like Warriors, which is an obvious one, and maybe even the Washington Americans. Maybe the little dig at the Dallas Cowboys. You could become America's team.
Wow, does Warriors, I mean, Warriors.
No,
I don't know how I
no.
feel about Dicey. Warriors being attached after what we just went through. And last, to Kevin Blackstone.
Yeah, you know, I don't have any idea about who they could be called. I went to see the Washington Federals for their horrible 2 years in the USFL in the early 80s. maybe that nickname is still out there. But just the important thing is to get away from naming a
far
team
away.
After a people, as far away as possible. No more of this.
Thoughts on this, guys. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Sticking with Washington, D.C., Howard basketball gets the number 16 player in the country.
I got this. Just talk.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The number 16 player in college basketball recruitment, Mator Maker, choosing Howard over UCLA, Kentucky, and Memphis. He said he'll announce it on July 9th, South Sudan Independence Day, and said this: I need to make the HBCU movement real so that others will follow. Kevin Blackstone, how real is this, and do you think others will follow?
Unfortunately for HBCU fans, I think this is a one-off. And I don't think he'll be there very long, but it's a great story. The problem is it doesn't solve the problem of college athletics, which has to do with money. Is the television contract that follows the Power Five conferences, are those television dollars going to go to Howard, going to go to the MEAC, or going to go to the SWAC if top players start going there? I don't think so yet. So until that is solved, this to me is just a one-off.
Frank Isola?
Tony, the most prominent HBC alum currently in the NBA is Robert Covington. The last HBC All-Star was Ben Wallace, who went to Virginia Union. That's Charles Oakley's old school. I agree with Kevin. I think it's a one-off, and I think for Kenny Blakeney, the head coach, I think in the long run it's going to help him, because I think other ADs are going to say, look, he's recruiting big-time players. A lot of kids are still going to want to go to the schools where they're on TV all the time, where they have NBA-like facilities. So for Kenny Blakeney, I think in the long run it's going to help him.
Maker says, I needed to do this to make the movement real and others would follow. And Bill Plaschke, he's choosing Howard over UCLA. Do you think others will follow?
Yes, I think others will follow. I think it's a bigger deal than you all are making it out to be. I think he's empowering himself. And it's interesting how UCLA was a school we all thought he was going to go to. UCLA recently has had a group of very vocal caucus of student athletes who have complained about treatment from the football coach, Chip Kelly. They actually, 30 of them, signed a letter begging the school for an independent medical consultant with the COVID coming back with amid the COVID virus.
Yeah.
So this is a big deal. This is a statement saying I'm going around, I'm going to be more comfortable, and I think others will follow.
You were talking on the football side of it, the football program, which is an interesting thing as well. Will recruits choose HBCU football schools over Power Five? Because the history of NFL players who went to HBCU is much greater than the NBA. I mean, there was a time when there was just as many Hall of Famers from HBCU schools as not. We'll move on. Buy or sell two. Oklahoma State's findings on head coach Mike Gundy. His relationships with players were lacking, but not racist. That's how the school found it. Frank Isola, can Oklahoma State feel good about this?
They want Mike Gundy to be the coach. That's what they found. And I do think for him, you know, if you're a coach, especially on the college level, you need to build relationships with your players. Not everyone's going to be Nick Saban, or you're the king, and that's how you rule it. I think Mike Gundy needs to do a better job. I think that's what the findings were.
Bill Plaschke?
I think the finding is kind of a sham. It's an internal investigation. The athletic director and deputy athletic director did it. They essentially work for Mike Gundy. So, of course, they're going to find this. I think it is compelling to say that he needs better relationships with his athletes. I think athletes need to look at his history before they go to that school.
And Kevin Blackstone.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at the Chuba Hubbard situation that unfolded there, and the fact that it took Mike Gundy a couple times to come around to finally apologizing for wearing a T-shirt that was offensive to those folks on that campus who might be in the Black Lives Matter movement or support it. I think there is some smoke around Mike Gundy, and that
Absolutely.
Internal report does not absolve him of wrongdoing.
But Bill Plaschke, you called it a sham. Are you saying the school couldn't do any investigation into this at all?
No, I just think they need to have an independent investigator to look at this. You can't be unbiased when the people actually Gundy's the highest paid employee there. They're all working for him.
Bill, those will be your last words for the day. Oh. As the score suggests that it's a Frank Isola, Kevin Blackstone showdown. Ice, stone, next.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach. Part of Happy Hour.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A second bubble in Chicago for teams that didn't make the first bubble? Are two bubbles better than one, Frank Isola?
A double bubble is a bad idea. Why would you even do something like that? Let the team just bring in players, scrimmage among themselves, as opposed to having everyone fly to Chicago. By the way, the Golden State Warriors are going to be part of it. You think Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green are showing up? Come on.
And what are they playing for? What are they playing for? Maybe the number one draft pick? You know, and we continue to pretend like this season's going to go on. Unbelievable. Another bubble? Let's have this whole thing sponsored by Bazooka, the bubblegum company. How about that?
All right. You got jokes. Man, it's like Woody Page just flew into that Blackstone's chair just for a second. I'll split the point. We'll move on. You say there's not going to be a season, Kevin Blackstone. Don't tell that to the players because, well, the BPI chances are out. Bucks were 83%. I talked about this yesterday. That's enormous, 83%. The Lakers 13, Clippers 2, Raptors 1. But about the Lakers, Anthony Davis says the long rest helps them and makes their chances higher. I think every single player has said that. Oh, we have a better chance now. KB, can everyone have a better chance?
Oh, sure, everybody can have a better chance, but let's not forget Anthony Davis had the shoulder problem, so that's rested now. We always talk about – we talked about load management with LeBron last in the season before he got hammered, you know, closed shut by COVID. So maybe.
I'm rested. It doesn't seem to be helping me. I think what's going to help Anthony Davis is the idea that he's not going to have to play road games. There's going to be a lot of pressure on him. He's only played 9 career playoff games. A lot of pressure on Anthony Davis. He's lucky.
Hey, won't have to put any road
sport.
Games? Well, every game's a road game. Frank, was that a slight at the recent scoring that you've been having on this show? Fine, take a FaceTime, Frank Isola. You're well rested.
Wow, seconds. How about that? Some news out of baseball. Mike Trout, who is the best player in the game, talked today, said he doesn't know if he's going to be part of the restart of the season. But there is some good news here. One player that will be is Cleveland Indians pitcher Carlos Carrasco, 13 months ago. Was diagnosed with leukemia, came back late last season to play, says that he's ready to go, which is great news for Carlos Carrasco.
It is. Thank you for that.
Outstanding.
First win since quarantine? Can that be true? Nah, it's not true. Have a weekend, everybody. Happy
rested.
Holiday. We'll see you Monday.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.